Any other questions?
I'm never going to go. I don't think I'm ever going back on TV. Me and Channel 4 had a falling out and entered into a period of mutual loathing. It happened when they suggested that this. Well, I went into this complete show. I went in for a meeting with Channel 4. And I always go in when I go into meetings with television executive. I go in. It's a bit like a disciplinary committee. Do you know what I mean? I always take a friend or a trade union rep with me. And they went in. And they said, "Mark, we want you to consider making a program." And I said, "Okay, what is it?" And they said the name of the program. My jaw hit the floor. The bloke who was with me went, "Please don't ever say that again. Just change the subject, and because Mark will only leave here and repeat it." And the program they asked me to make was, I promise you, Celebrity Guantanamo Bay. And I got home from that meeting and phoned up my agent and said, "We're going back on the road. We're going to have to rely on live work to earn a living." So that's what I want. We got a question over there? Do what? Have I still got the same agent? He's lovely, actually, my agent. He's very sweet. He's the only bloke, because, you know, agent, you have to have agents to get things. I can phone him up and go, "We're doing a benefit to raise money for a Palestinian school." And he go, "Right, we'll sort it out." And he's fucking class. He organised a benefit at Hammersmith Apollo to try and get the court case to get the Serious Fraud Office in court over the bribery allegations between BA Systems and Saudi Arabia. And he goes, "Well, how much do you need?" And I said, "We need 45 grand. He goes, "We'll book the Apollo and get Ricky Gervais in." It was fucking brilliant. He was great. So I always stick by him. He's good. How do I feel about the new product placement laws? I think they are only to be expected. I think that is cack. It's crap. And actually, this is the one thing that we have to remember. When they look about product placement laws and all that, one thing we have to remember is the BBC. You know, people might grumble about license fees, and you might grumble about kind of like the biased reports every now and again. But the BBC don't have that advertising crap. They do not have a corporate sponsor, and we should make sure that it stays that way. It's something that, you know, Radio 4 is something that we should treasure, especially Desert Island Discs. Oh, no. And Sailing By. Oh. Do you know, this is completely true. I told this story the other night, I think. A mate of mine, he's an old trot, and he says, "And I'll get older, I'll stay up all night listening to Radio 4 when it goes on World Service." He said, "But the thing is, I won't have the national anthem. I'll turn it right down when they play it. Trouble is, I have to hum it to know when it's finished to turn it back up." So, we can take one question. You had a quick question, shout out. Ethical Consumer has an organised boycott against Coke. There we go, that's a point of information, yeah. Thank you very much, I much appreciate that. Thank you very much, that's very kind of you. Right. Brilliant. That's absolutely fantastic. And thank you for coming along and chucking me the acorn. I'm fucking relieved I caught it. I have to say, I thought it was a little bit District 9. I'll be happy to grab you afterwards and we'll talk about the Vestas workers. We need to be making the arguments that actually we should be investing in the economy now. That's what we need to be making. The biggest debt we had was in 1945, in the past 100 years. 1945, we had 100% of GDP was our debt, our national debt. And what happened then in 1945? Did they cut jobs? Did they cut fucking public work? No, they didn't. They built the National Health Service. That's what happened then, and that's the argument we should be making now. Now's not the time for cuts. We should be investing and actually building, and actually doing a proper National Health Service and getting all the PFI projects back into public ownership. So, as I cycled over here today, I thought, don't turn it into a rally, Mark. Just read the book. We take two more questions. You can explain about the acorn, yeah. Okay, thank you very much. I'll get that plumbed. We'll take two more questions and then I'm going to try and scrounge a cup of tea. Eddie Izzard said he'd like to become an MP. Yes. No, I can't think of anything worse than becoming an MP. One, because I'd be crap at it and I'd spend all the money on sweets.